Let Ferguson's knowledgeable product experts kick off your next kitchen or bath project with the latest in touch and hands-free faucets, high-performance gas ranges, or low-decibel dishwashers. They're really quiet. Request your appointment today at FergusonShowrooms.com. The best decision ever.
Visit Ferguson Bath Kitchen and Lighting Gallery in Nashville to discover a wide selection of Whirlpool appliances. From refrigeration to laundry, there's no brand better than Whirlpool. Find out more at FergusonShowrooms.com.
3HL powered by the Tennessee Lottery on 104.5 The Zone, broadcasting live from Atlanta in advance of Super Bowl 53. We've got a legend for the franchise, Elvin Bethea, with us now. Elvin, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good today. I'm getting older as we sit here and talk, yeah. But I'm still living, so that's a good thing.
Titans fans, this is an interesting thing, Elvin, and obviously you had a great career. We got lots of stuff to talk to you about, but this is a fascinating thing to me. All you Oilers, and you were a lifetime Oiler, you played on a team that doesn't exist anymore. It's got to be strange to kind of be a man without a country when it comes to your team. And I know Amy Adams Strunk loves you, and the Titans retired your number, but you came to Nashville, a city you never played a game in. What's that like?
It's mind-boggling.
Yeah.
It's something that it doesn't bother me anymore. Going around and I see other players that go back wearing their jerseys, wear their team jerseys, and only time I see my team jersey when I walk in my office and look up on the wall where I've got it hung. So,
right.
But the thing is, you get past it. You know, it's just one of those things that I accept and as it is, and it's business. That's what I always tell everybody. Football was a business first and a sports second, and I look at, I have my jersey over there. I don't know where it is, but one day I'll come back. I've been there twice, as I told you earlier. But it's the thing that I don't have a team, especially when I look at the number of helmets on a piece of paper, and all of the helmets are there except the Oilers, Derek.
Right.
So it's something you live with, and it was a business, and played it as a business. First it was a sport, and then you find out, hey, I'm getting paid nice money for this. But now you just accept it.
How tough was it when you got the news that the Oilers were leaving Houston?
No, I didn't believe it. Did not believe it. Because you're thinking that they're going to be there for a long time. Because I knew a lot of players after I retired in 83. I would go over to the field house and see some of the old guys and still talk around and still joke and watch them practices. But after they left, I've known by that while the first old Red House, we used to call it, was a building that was made of tin. And only good thing about it, when it rained, it was nice for sleeping. But otherwise, it was made of actually tin, and it was the air conditioner had you all weren't even born then, but. But they had the air conditions were of the times, but then they left there and rebuilt a new building, and was more modern, and it turned out to be very nice. But I go by there, and then now there's nothing there, just flat open area. But you get over it. Yep.
Here with the Hall of Famer Elvin Bethea.
16 years with the same franchise. You look at guys nowadays, you know, and jumping teams, and it's hard to stay with the same team and the same franchise nowadays. How special was that you got to play your whole career in the same place?
Well, the thing is, you played your whole career then, because there's nobody as far as trying to get to another team. And most, well, you had a rule where you had to play 10% of whatever you, I played 2 years, and 75, 74, played my toes 2 years, and so I wanted to get traded. I wanted to go to another team, which was Oakland. But back then, the owners, they own you, so you couldn't go anywhere. So I played my option out, tried to go to Oakland, and wound up staying with the team, because the teams were, like I said, they had control of you. And my one owner said, you don't touch my guy, I won't touch your guy. And that's the way it was. And you accepted it. So I wound up staying with Houston the rest of my career. And I didn't make any real money until my 10th year. I was $105,000. Oh, I was kicking the door in then, shutting the house on fire. And when I retired, I left with $300,000. But by that time, players were coming in and making a big money. And what I'm here today for is to preach the gospel about. I'm with a group called FAIR.
Right.
And what we're trying to let people know and the audience know that, hey, we are the ones that help build this foundation that these players are now enjoying the proceeds or grapes or whatever from it. And the thing is, these guys that I went through four strikes that I was a player rep. Four strikes that with the same thing that these guys are receiving now is the freedom of movement, the increase in pay, what do they call it now? When you hold out and you hold out and then you can hold out and just what? Kid Bell that played with Pittsburgh.
Le'Veon Bell, yeah.
So he's worth $14 million. No, he wants $50 million. And this is what we wanted to go out and, you know, at least fight for our chance of earning more money. But now they're reaping all the benefits that what we fought for. But, you know, that's why I don't fault them for that. But the owners are, they're the ones that hold the purse. But the players, the old guys are one that built that stadium, brought those people in.
Do you think the NFLPA is going to be able to get this discussion into the CBA discussion?
That's what we're hoping to. This is where we're going. We want to put our prints, make our prints right now and letting them know, the Players Association, because they're, Gene Upshaw said in one of his quotes that he at that time, he only worked for the players of that time, not the players that played against him or played with him. So that sort of hurt, but we want to let everyone know that, hey, everybody wants to know. We've got players that are destitute. I mean, you can see the Webster case. We have 110 average of dying every year. As of this year, we had 110 that passed away last year. So that number of players that pre-93, players won't be around. And on this, whether our old motto said, hope, I don't forgot what the motto is, but it's that they know we're there, we've helped build this, so we would like to just get our time at the table. That's all.
All right, before we let you go, over 100 sacks, 105 unofficially. They weren't keeping up with sacks like they should have. Maybe 200 you have. What do you, if you had to put a number?
Mine would be 201. But I asked Deacon Jones, if you ever remember him.
Oh, sure.
Deacon said he had a million.
I believe it if Deacon said it. How does such a nice guy turn into such a mean guy on the field? Because you're such a nice guy, and you hit everything that moved for a long, long time.
Well, only on Sunday. It was
a business.
It was a business. You went out and performed on Sunday, turned the TV off, went back to reality. And just like today, and we at that time, it was a different type of person. These guys, back then, we did what we had to do on Sunday. Monday, and the game was over, we went back to reality. Back to your real world. Then we had to also, people don't know, but we had to work. We had to have a job.
Right.
You better have a job back then. So that was pro football. But you live with it and you died with it. And life goes on.
Hall of Famer Elvin Bethea. Always great to catch up with you, sir. Right,
thank you very much. I'm glad to be here. And thank you for spending the time with me.
Back with more 3HL after this on 104.5 The Zone.